opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Oscar De La Hoya has been saying he's working with promoter Tom Leffler to make the rematch for September 15th. Golovkin, though, he's not as high on the chances of a rematch. I don't think Golovkin's scared. I think he's pissed off that this Saturday was supposed to be a massive event and Canelo blew it.
Canelo is the one that draws. As much as I think I love Triple G, think he's the better fighter,
Canelo is the draw for sure.
And if you want to get paid, just shut up and go take them. This Redskins cheerleader story. 2013, they took their cheerleading squad to Costa Rica for a calendar photo shoot. That evening, some of the male sponsors had picked them to be personal escorts at a nightclub. Stand the bleep up for yourselves.
We've talked before about how it opens up doors for more opportunities. I mean, most of these girls aren't looking to...
Yeah, but you know what? What do you think is going to get you more opportunities? Going and being an escort for some clown or showing up on Oprah because you called them out for it?
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero, not an O, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. You missed the first 2 hours? Well, guess what? All available on podcastarena.com. And if you were listening on SportsMap 94.1, we welcome you in, and you'll need to go to podcastarena.com to get those first 2 hours. Lots of good stuff. Lots of sportsy stuff. Well, very sportsy for a Thursday, actually.
It's been sportsy.
Think about it. But and I've got another sportsy story for you. But let's dive into this because I think this is a really bizarre story.
All right. I'm ready.
We have twins. We have twin high school reporters. And we have twin high school reporters who've been banned from covering events because of allegations of them sending inappropriate messages to the athletes they were covering.
Mm.
Arizona, and it's very, very strange because this is one of the things you have to be careful about where you have these people who work for websites that you don't really know much about. They were apparently freelance reporters for a scorekeeping app called ScoreStream, which I've never heard of. And
well, now you have.
So, yeah, and somehow they get credentials for that to high school events. Jeff and Zach Edgington, 31, are accused of sending inappropriate messages to many high school students they were covering, including asking questions like whether the students had significant others. They're also accused of soliciting photographs, including bikini shots from some of the athletes, and commenting on their body slash appearance.
I mean, I'm sure they're only saying like things like, "Oh, you look really fit.
Look at those dudes. They look like."
You're saying though, you think those guys are perverts?
They look like, man, I'm gonna just offend somebody if I say it. But apparently, the case got blown open when someone from ArizonaVarsity.com told high schoolers to speak out if they received anything inappropriate from either of the brothers.
Okay.
And apparently, his whole thing just blew up. One of the brothers targeted girls with his solicitation, while the other targeted boys.
Oh.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it just keeps getting
weirder and weirder. At least there's, you know.
They keep staying the same.
There's no discrimination.
Yeah. Well,
equal opportunity.
That's
right. Exactly. Now, they look out of something, look like something out of Deliverance, to be honest with you. They apparently acted in response and said they were banning the Edgingtons from covering events. They also advised schools to keep the twins from attending events as spectators. Zach Edgington said, "I do not think that my twin brother or I have done anything inappropriate." The authorities have been notified. And in fact, they've contacted the local FBI field office with some of the stories. Their Twitter accounts were changed to
it's
a
never
private
never good when the FBI shows up.
Yeah. So, If you're 31 and you're making requests to underage kids, I'm not good at the law, but I think that's against it.
Times are hard.
Yeah. So, very bizarre story.
It's odd.
I mean, I love that they had different flavors that they liked.
Yeah.
But, oh well. 713-780-ESP is your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And what do you want to do here? Because, I mean, I have plenty more sports, and I've also got a bunch of gym of the days that we didn't get to. What, you got anything there?
I'd rather get away from sports. I feel like we're sportsed out.
Yeah. I mean, that wasn't really sportsy.
No, it wasn't.
It was kind of, you know, it was sports related, but I wouldn't call it sports.
Yeah. Did you see, I don't want to use that one because that's part of my Hoffman on Hollywood.
Oh. Oh.
The Pam Anderson story from today. Did you see
that? No, I didn't see that.
Okay. Well, you'll have to wait on that one. I had Florida is, there's a lot of things going on in Florida. Waffle House has been in the news lately, as
yes.
You know. Not necessarily for great things. There was a shooting at Waffle House in Tennessee recently. The police who basically like beat up and pulled the top off a black woman at a Waffle House has been basically found not guilty of any wrongdoing. I think this is a good Waffle House story, though. Waffle House saved people.
Do they?
In Florida, a Waffle House saw that there was a drunk driver on the road.
Okay.
And the Waffle House said, I don't want that drunk driver to hurt any people. So the Waffle House jumped out in front of the drunk guy's car, and the drunk guy smashed into the Waffle House. The Waffle House took one for the team.
Ah, the whole Waffle House.
Waffle House. No one was injured. 45-year-old Isaiah Garcia was
call him Mike. I like to call him Mike.
Ike Garcia. That could have been him. Ran into the Waffle House. Over under on his blood alcohol content?
I'm going to go 0.19.
It's under.
Oh.
0.14.
Okay.
Still strong. Anytime you get into the 0.1s,
yeah.
It's like,
yeah,
I
but I mean, I think I always feel like if you're doing something that messed up, you got to be close to 0.2, right?
You would think. Don't get a DUI at 0.08 or 0.09. That's embarrassing.
No, if you're going to do it, go all the way.
Right. Let's ball hard if we're going to ball. And by the way, this show suggest that you never drink and drive.
Oh, God,
ever.
No.
That's,
I'm against that.
Yeah, that's a horrible, horrible thing to do.
I have a second Florida story if you...
We'll keep them coming.
If you'd like to stay in Florida.
I always love staying in Florida.
And, John, this might be a lesson for you because, basically, a couple exchanged their vows on a Florida beach. They were newlyweds. They, began to get intoxicated. And apparently, just a few hours after getting married, they began battering each other inside a hotel room. And by battering, we don't mean the good kind. They were fighting. Daniel Gillen, 61, and Gigi Raposta, 49, were married Sunday on Clearwater Beach. Very, you know, kind of a cute couple for an old and a not old. According to arrest affidavits, Gillen and Raposta subsequently became intoxicated. And we're arguing throughout the day. Is that not a red flag? Wedding day, aren't you? Isn't that supposed to be the one day you get along, theoretically? Of course, things turned violent inside the couple's hotel room at the Clearwater Beach Hotel. Gillen told cops that Raposta started to physically attack him by scratching him in the chest. Gillen had noticeable scratch marks and injury to his torso, which was consistent with his statements. Raposta said that Gillen grabbed her by the neck and pushed her to the ground. Her claim was supported by noticeable scratches and scrape marks on her knee. That could have just been the honeymoon.
Could have been.
But, you know.
Depending on if she's giving.
Well, that's the thought. Gillen was arrested for misdemeanor domestic battery and was later released from custody on his own recognizance. Since Raposta has a prior battery conviction, she was charged with felony battery and a $500 bond to get out of jail. They are ordered to have no contact with each other. And their home is in Davenport, which is about 90 miles inland from Clearwater Beach.
Mm.
You know, the mugshot's not very impressive on these two. Just saying.
Come on, Fred. Be nice.
Well, what?
Play nice.
What? What? I mean, most people don't have great mugshots.
No, it's hard to look good in your mugshot.
But, you know, maybe if he had sent her Sherry's berries, none of this would have happened.
Maybe so.
But you know what? Instead, he should have sent him to his mom because Mother's Day is coming. And, guys, it's not that far off. We're talking.
He doesn't sound like the kind of guy who takes care of his mom on Mother's Day, honestly.
Maybe he should. He should. If he would listen to us.
He doesn't sound like that kind of
but
guy.
He needs to listen to us and take care of his mother and maybe make up for some of the wrong he's done simply by getting a great gift from mom and a great gift from Sherry's Berries. It shows you put thought into the gift. Mom's going to love it. His mom would love it. My mom will love it. And right now, you can get fresh and delicious Sherry's Berries starting at $19.99. Plus shipping and handling. And for this week only, when you double the berries for just $10 more, your gift will include something extra. Sherry's super popular dip caramel pretzel rocks. Rods, excuse me. Your berries will arrive in Sherry's Berry signature gift box with a beautiful ribbon. No gift wrap required. Here's your chance to take care of mom.
Yeah, it's really simple, guys. I've been sending Fred's mom Sherry's Berries for years on Mother's Day. She loves them. And you know what else she really loves? These caramel pretzel sticks are so delicious. There's only one way to get this great deal for mom. Fresh dipped strawberries starting at $19.99, plus shipping and handling. And when you double the berries for $10 more this week, your gift will include those dipped caramel pretzels. Mother's Day's coming up May 13th. Visit berries.com today, berries.com. Then click on the mic in the upper right corner. Enter our code Fred and AJ. That's berries.com. Promo code Fred and AJ.
That. To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN. Yes?
Give you the worst story ever. You know how I always tell you I don't want to travel internationally?
Yeah.
How far down the list of places you would go is India?
Pretty far. I have about four places I'll go now.
Yeah.
I'd like to go to Europe, but only certain places in Europe.
Right.
Like I have England, Amsterdam, Rome.
Like Western Europe.
Yeah, yeah. I want to go to Australia or New Zealand.
Okay. Even though there's massive snakes and spiders there?
Yeah, but I'm going to stay away.
And sharks?
I'm going to be in the cities. You know? And then maybe Japan, but that's about as far as I would go.
Okay. What about you, Jung? Would you ever go to India?
I don't think so.
What if Teresa wanted to go to India? What would you tell her?
We could check it out.
You would just say, no, we're not going to India. This is practice for marriage.
Okay.
When your wife brings up something stupid and ridiculous, you just have to say no. You have to put your foot down.
Okay, so I'm sure you're going to be telling us a horror story from India.
Yes.
Okay.
A what story?
Horror.
A horror story. Okay.
A horror story.
I've been looking forward to a horror story for a long time.
So in India, there's a guy who sells tea on the train.
Iced tea or?
I'm guessing it's like herbal tea. But either way, he was caught on film taking water from the train toilet before brewing with it. And selling the tea to the passengers. Toilet water tea.
Worse than giant spiders and snakes? Yes. Yes. I'm going to go yes.
Yeah.
Toilet water tea is worse than a spider.
I don't know. What's 1,100 pounds? What's that?
Like 1,300 bucks.
Okay. That's how much he's been fined. I feel like that's getting off light. The vendor claimed they were transferring milk from one can to another and didn't want to do it in the open, but they caught them on video.
There was a video in the bathroom of the
There's a video taking the can into the bathroom and then coming out with it full. According to government figures, food poisoning is one of the most common diseases in India, accounting for 242 of 1,469 serious outbreaks reported last year.
Oh, that is very disgusting.
And there's like, apparently right now there's a, there is a thing going around India where apparently rotten meat from dumps was being sold to restaurant. About 20 tons of rotten meat have been seized. Police suspect a lot more had been sent out to city restaurants in Kolkata. The meat was sourced from dump yards where vultures and dogs fight over carcasses in the fringes of the city. 8 people have been arrested so far. The rumors have resulted in a 50% fall in demand for meat across restaurants and eateries. I got to tell you.
That'd be 100%.
That'd be 100%. I'd be like, no, I'm not dealing with that.
Yeah, about to say, that would send me into vegetarianism real fast.
Toilet tea.
It's pretty brutal. I mean, although, is any worse than what they do in Oklahoma?
I don't know. Who knows? By the way, someone who called Barry and Joel's show today accused us of spoiling Infinity Wars.
How many times? Oh, yeah. Somebody tweeted me that. I don't know how many times we went through it and told people, spoiler alert, spoiler alert.
Yeah, like change the channel.
Yeah.
We literally said that. If you haven't seen it and you don't want to know.
It's on you.
I don't feel bad for you. I feel like we did our due diligence to make sure that we didn't spoil it for anybody.
Man, and you must like stay off of social media and not talk to your friends and do nothing, because to go almost a week without hearing spoilers is almost impossible.
It really is.
And frankly, I mean, I'm there's certain times I'm sympathetic. This one, what was it? 300 million people saw some ridiculous number. That's most of America. Yeah, if you hadn't seen it. And I mean, I can't tell you how many times we said spoiler this, spoiler that. And why is it that people are calling into Barry and Joel's show to bitch about ours?
I don't know.
I mean, are you, again, if your penis is that small that you can't call into this show to complain about something? That you have to, I hate people like that. That's like the person that, you know, that's like the people who used to go over your head when they wanted to bitch about something. Like they go to your boss instead of you. Those are the worst people. They could go to David Gow now. The funny part is David Gow would just give it to me and say, here,
right,
deal with this, which is what used to happen at the Chronicle. I hate people who do that. I hate people who bitch about somebody to other people and don't have the balls to talk to them to their face. If I got a problem with you, I'm going to talk to you.
Yeah,
if I got a problem with Jong, I'm going to talk to Jong. If I don't like something that you did, I'm going to tell you to your face. I'm not going to go complain to your boss. I'm not going to complain to your wife or your dog or another show. I'm not going to call Barry's show and say, oh, this texture's the worst. I'm going to tell you, you're the worst. You have no life. That's what I'm going to tell you.
Suck it. That's what Fred's going to tell you. He's going to tell you to suck it.
And then probably call you a dickweed.
Suck my falcon.
Okay, that was really, really creepy.
Inappropriate.
Really creepy, too.
I don't like that, John. You're better than that.
Yeah. I'm going to combine then our last two topics. A man in India was found dead watching the Infinity War movie. I guess he had a massive heart attack during the movie.
Who did?
Some man in India.
Are you sure it wasn't food poisoning?
Yeah. I don't know. It says he was watching Infinity War. The workers thought he was still sitting down to see the post-credit scenes.
That'd be my reaction. Like, imagine you're in India and you're watching Infinity Wars, and maybe it's like the Alamo Draft House in India. It's the Taj Mahal Draft House, and they bring you some tea. And then you find out that it was made from toilet water, and you have a heart attack on the spot.
Okay, can I do spoiler alert here? Spoiler alert?
Sure.
Oh, no, not Black Panther. Oh, no. No.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
I don't want to go.
Well done. Oh, no, I do not wish to go. Oh, please, please. Heart attack, dead.
If Bob Arum hadn't called in earlier, that would be the most racist segment we've had today. Luckily,
Bob called. So
he's got you covered.
Yeah. Oh well. That was interesting. Yeah, that's what Barry asking, did he turn to ash? John was making the ash sound there on the screen.
Did you see the guy? Apparently there's some guy in Tacoma, Washington, who, this is really sad crime. He tried to rob a Girl Scout cookie booth. He's now been sentenced. Roman Anthony Mira, who's 23, he pleaded guilty today or yesterday to charges of first-degree attempted theft and third-degree assault as part of negotiations with the prosecutors. In the weeks before he was arrested, he'd been trying to get help for heroin addiction.
Well, that's always.
And had been accepted into a state program. So don't do heroin and maybe behave better.
Start with that. No heroin. Okay. Check.
He approached a 10-year-old girl and her mother as they sold cookies outside a grocery store on March 10th.
Hello, little girl.
He asked the mother if her fanny pack was the, quote, money bag. He also asked how much the cookies cost. Eventually, he said, give me all your money and no one will get hurt. The mother said Mira lifted his sweatshirt and she saw what looked like a gun in his waistband. She said multiple times she had nothing to give him, and in the end, he quickly walked away. Isn't that like the worst? Like, imagine when he goes to prison and it's like, what are you in for?
Tried to rob a Girl Scout and my mother.
I tried to rob a Girl Scout cookie booth. I tried to take the fanny pack from the mom. She said no, and I just walked away.
Yeah, you're somebody's bottom bunk treat for that.
Boy.
That's not going to get you any respect in prison. I would lie about it. It's like, oh, yeah, I killed a Girl Scout and her mom.
Right.
I only got 2 years for it.
I killed a cop.
I would pick something a little bit, just a little bit more.
He's going to have to come up with a fake story.
Yeah, yeah.
Which, by the way, why doesn't everybody come up with a fake story when they get to prison?
Don't they?
I don't know. I mean,
unless you have a really cool story.
Like, I think when you get to prison and they give you the jumpsuit, they should sew a patch on that says what you're really in for. That way everybody knows there's no nonsense. We have listeners in prison. I want to know if you guys always tell the truth about what you're in for.
Yeah.
Send us a letter.
And we have some who are out now who used to be in prison.
Yeah.
You can let us know. Just send us a letter.
We haven't got any letters from prison in like a couple months.
No, I wonder if our guy got out.
He may have.
It's been longer than that. It's been a year.
Well,
it's
been been a year, but it's been a while. Maybe I should check the mail. I'm not good at that. But we'd love to hear, because we're always curious about what really goes on there. It's never as wild as we think it is.
No.
But it's always interesting. And
we volunteered to do a show at a prison for free, but they won't let us. They'd let Johnny Cash, but not us.
I know. And I'd still do that. I'd love to do that. Especially the one in Beaumont where everybody writes us from.
Yeah.
I'd love to go down there and do a show for free. I would do that for free. Just for our blitzers.
That's right. Our wrongly accused blitzers.
Yeah.
Of which there are many. None of them are guilty.
Of course not. Of course they're not. And didn't you see, I saw Shawshank.
Yeah.
Lawyer bleep me. That's what happens to most of them, yeah? Except for Andy Dufresne, only guilty man in Shawshank.
That's true.
Yeah, that's two movie references today. I think I better stop there, right?
That's probably good.
Yeah. All right. We have anything here, John? No, I guess we don't. We have music. That's a good thing. All right, quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. And at least 30 people have corrected me. Red was the only guilty man in Shawshank, not Andy. Thank you for that. I made a mistake. I know that. I only watched that movie 400 times. Okay, we got people that want to tell us prison stories.
Okay.
Why don't you pick there?
I would, but the blinding light.
Tori has some prison stories. Okay. And Dan is a New Jersey superintendent.
Okay, let's hear Tori first.
Sports, guys.
Sports, Tori.
Yeah, I done took a few vacations, and people do lie about their charges, but they mostly lie about, like, what they did when they was on the street. So, say if you sold nickel and dime bags on the street, when you get to jail, you was Boston George. You know what I mean? But him robbing the little girl and the Girl Scout cookies, he probably going to say he robbed the whole grocery store and took some Girl Scout cookies. You feel me? So, that's really how it goes. We call them jailhouse stories because they always stretch the truth till you can't stretch it no more. And that's really how it goes in the jailhouse.
All right. That's how it works at basic training, too.
And fishing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Let's talk to Dan. Is that right, Dan?
Hey, guys. Thanks for a great show, as always. I'm sure y'all have heard about the story by now. The superintendent in New Jersey who was caught defecating on the football field pretty much on a daily basis. And no reason why he can defend that. But I can take the SH word. Man.
Dan,
just
I
with it.
Dan, I have bad news. Your phone is horrible,
yeah,
Dan.
You're totally breaking.
Yeah, I know it's terrible. Okay.
Yeah,
better?
Yeah, let's try again. What are you saying now?
All right, let's try. Okay. So there's a superintendent in New Jersey, all right? And he gets caught defecating on a football field.
Okay.
He'd been doing this on a daily basis. They actually had to set up cameras to catch him. And they, of course, they catch him, well, not red-handed, I guess brown-handed, but whatever. And anyway, so I posted something on 975's Facebook page, sort of a top 10 comments about this. Just thought y'all might want. It's not really football-related at all, but it's so disturbing, and I just thought, well, of course, it would just fit right in with y'all's show. So, anyway, hope y'all can find that on your Facebook page, and you can just laugh all you want. But it's again, I can't use the S word on the air. Y'all can, but I won't.
No, we can't. That's also against the law.
Yeah. I don't know how to get to our Facebook page.
I don't even have Facebook anymore. So
yeah, just saying. Oh, well, sorry. 713-780-ESPN. I'm not sure how or where you can do long form stuff like that, but Facebook probably makes sense. It's just neither one of us really.
So speaking of that Price is Right thing.
Yeah.
Apparently Patrick Beverly's mom. So this dude spun the big wheel. And got 95 cents.
Yeah.
You get 95 cents. You feel like you're going on to the big dance, right?
Yeah. You're, you know what? You're celebrating.
Patrick Beverly's mom.
You're the Falcons against the Patriots.
She hit him with that $1.
Ooh.
She spun a dollar on him. Dude. Poor guy.
Speaking of the Falcons, you see Matt Ryan's new deal. First NFL player to earn $30 million a year. $100 million guaranteed. He's due, and if you look at the guys that are getting paid, Garoppolo getting 27.5, Cousins getting 28, and Stafford getting 27, I would say Matt Ryan deserves more than those guys.
I think so, too.
So, yeah, that's kind of the price of doing business. Good for him. So who's the next guy to get paid out of this group? Do we know?
What's Jimmy Garoppolo going to make?
Well, he already signed.
Is he signed long-term?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah. He got 27.5.
He almost hit 30.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I just said.
Yeah,
Cousins, 28. Garoppolo, 27.5. Stafford, 27.
Who else? Who's up next?
That's what I just asked you.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I mean, saying who's coming up? Like, Derek Carr's already paid.
Yeah.
Oh, Carson Wentz.
He's still a couple of years away, though, right?
Yeah, but who's going to get paid before him? Mariota and Winston? Those guys aren't getting that kind of deal. Can't trust them to give them that kind of money.
But they're going to be up before that, so.
You think they'll get 30 mil?
I don't know.
They better not.
I think a lot depends on this year. If one of them goes 13-3 and has a MVP caliber season, yeah, they'll get 30 mil.
That ain't happening.
No, I don't think so either. Let's.
Brock Osweiler's going to get it.
No.
The Texans almost gave him that.
Yeah. Give up a number two to get rid of him. Heath. Well, oh, he hung up. He hung up. He was about to make the team. And he's been.
Sorry, Heath. He had a Price is Right story. Price is Right stories get you moved straight to the front of the line here at the Blitz.
Yeah, at least today in this particular segment when we were having a little fun. But, oh, well. So what are you going to do with that boudin, man?
I'm going to eat it, obviously. I'm excited to have these guys on. Yeah, that's a good deal.
It's Zumos, in case you didn't hear us talk about it earlier. We're going to be doing a lot with them. And really, really excited about this one because, I mean, I get excited about everybody. But, you know, really excited about Ryan and the gang coming on board and can't wait to dive into that.
Yeah.
Apparently Rodgers is the next one who's got a new contract in the works.
Okay. Well, anybody deserve it.
I thought he just got one. Oh, well. Yeah, he's
Might be Brady. They may have to give that dude more money because, like, he's going around.
Breeze had to re-sign, so he just re-signed. But Rodgers is the next one that you'd give a bunch of money.
People are asking Brady, like, do you feel like the Patriots and Bill Belichick appreciate you? And he's like, I plead the fifth.
I saw that, but that was tongue-in-cheek.
I don't think so.
I don't know. I saw the whole thing, and he seemed like it was very like, tongue-in-cheek.
He said, everybody wants to be more appreciated at work. And he's like, I'm not above that, which...
I got to tell you, I feel pretty appreciated here. I don't want to be more appreciated.
I would like to be more appreciated.
I'm not going to say everyone wants to be more appreciated. I feel pretty appreciated around here.
Do you mean to put your name in the first on the show billing?
It's not first?
No.
Oh, God. Well, I can't believe I'm even here anymore.
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers, his last year on his deal is 2019.
Okay.
Yeah, so he'll get paid. Wow. Oh,
that's the first one of the week.
Yeah, and it's 641, which I have to say, that's very strange. That's like a 55-year-old committing suicide. You just don't see it, right? Usually you get
Are you trying to tell me something?
No. I just say you don't see people in their mid 50s to 60 commit suicide, right?
Okay.
Well, you don't see people burp at 641. That's all. I mean, that's late in the show. I mean, for your first one. That's very bizarre to me. All right, 713-780-3776. I did not compare your burp to suicide.
Okay.
I just want to make that clear. I
know when you started talking about guys in their mid 50s killing themselves, it made me worry about you.
Yeah, something like that.
Crownless Empire says Odell Beckham is next for big money. We're talking about quarterbacks. Yeah. Odell Beckham's not going to get $30 million a year.
Yeah, we're quarterbacks only.
If someone gives Odell Beckham $30 million a year, whoever gave it to him should be immediately fired. Immediately. And I don't like to see guys get fired, but fire that guy immediately.
Yeah, you do. You like to see people get fired.
No. I like people to work. I like the economy to go well. Unemployment rates to be down.
Okay. I'm all for those things.
People to be able to afford HBO.
Well, that's what Donald Trump's making that's happen right. in America, and you need to stop complaining about
Donald
it.
Donald Trump is giving everybody HBO.
Yes.
And since he did that, you get to see Triple G fight this weekend. Gennady Triple G Golovkin, boxing's longest reigning world champion, 37-0-1, returns to HBO Live in his first non-pay-per-view fight since 2016. I know, he was supposed to fight on Cinco de Mayo against Canelo, but Canelo's a big fat cheater. And now we don't get to see that fight, unfortunately. So instead, Vonis the Nightmare Martirosyan is going to step up and take the fight. 36-3-1 with 21 knockouts. He's a two-time world title challenger, former amateur standout, actually represented the U.S. in the 2004 Olympics, the same Olympics where Golovkin won a silver medal. So, Golovkin's beatable. He won the silver medal. Otherwise, he'd have the gold medal, right? His only losses have been decision losses in world title fights. So, this is a guy who's going to be game. He's going to put up a good showing. In fact, he also lost to Jermell Charlo, who we were talking about, or we were talking about his brother. They're both really good and both really undefeated, if I'm not mistaken. But he doesn't have a bad loss. This Cinco de Mayo boxing superstar and undefeated world middleweight champion, Gennady Triple G Golovkin, returns live to HBO to defend his belts when he takes on Vonis the Nightmare Martirosyan. Don't miss a moment of the action. World Championship Boxing, Triple G versus Martirosyan live, Saturday, May 5th at 10 o'clock Central Time, only on HBO.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. Make sure you check out SportsMap.com, especially all of our listeners on SportsMap 94.1 and 97.5, of course. I want you both to check it out. SportsMap.com. Follow us on Twitter at SportsMapHOU. Make sure you're following the station at ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. All right. Little Hoffman on Hollywood
time. All right, let's do it. Yesterday, the news came out that the Kevin Hart extortion charge ended up being against one of his boys.
Oh, really?
Like, but somebody in his crew. This guy named Jonathan Todd Jackson, known as Action Jackson, is now charged with extortion after trying to sell a sex tape of Kevin Hart and another woman in Las Vegas. Married actor Kevin Hart and another woman in Las Vegas.
Hey, what happens in Vegas?
Kevin Hart put him in movies and stuff. Like, he was like one of the main guys in his entourage, apparently. Kevin Hart tweeted, "Mind blown, hurt, at a loss for words, and simply in complete disbelief at the moment."
Hoes ain't loyal, man.
These hoes ain't loyal. But Kevin Hart did do that thing where it's like, you know what? If you're trying to get some money off of me, you're trying to get money to admit that I did something wrong, I'm just going to admit I did it wrong, and you're not going to get a damn thing. In fact, now he's probably going to jail for 4 years.
Yeah.
But,
yeah, believe me, if you tried to blackmail me, I would just say, yep, okay, go to jail now. Congratulations.
Yeah. John, what's going on in your home country of China?
What happened?
They've banned Peppa Pig.
Why?
She's banned because she's a bad influence. She's considered a subversive icon. I don't know what that really means, but apparently she's really bad. Many young adults have posted pictures of stick-on Peppa Pig tattoos and Peppa-themed watches. Some memes have also veered into pornography, which is banned in China. Peppa Pig porn is apparently very...
Who the hell makes Peppa Pig porn?
Who can even say that?
Peppa Pig porn.
Who can even say that?
Peppa Pig picked a peck of Peppa Pig porn.
Yeah. that, man.
The Global Times says this group runs counter to the mainstream value and are usually poor educated with no stable job. They are unruly slackers roaming around in the antithesis of the younger generation the party tries to cultivate. Peppa Pig is not the only Western children's character to be censored in China. Winnie the Pooh was blacklisted last year after comparisons between Winnie the Pooh and President Xi. They said that the president looked like Winnie the Pooh, so they said, okay, fine. You don't get Winnie the Pooh anymore, China. Sucks for you. The Academy's made a good choice. They've decided...
Wait, they didn't ban Christopher Robin? Did they ban Winnie the Pooh?
No, the president of China doesn't look like Christopher Robin. He looks like Winnie the Pooh.
Okay, I'm just going to say. I'm glad they're tolerant then.
The Academy of Motion Pictures Arts and Science Board of Governors met on Tuesday night, and they voted to expel Bill Cosby and Roman Polanski from its membership. The decision comes a week after Cosby, who's 80, was found guilty on 3 counts of aggravated indecent assault against Andrea Constant. And of course, Roman Polanski, it comes after, I mean, geez, how long ago he was arrested? He was arrested in like the late 2000s. for something that happened in the late 70s when he banged a 13-year-old, or like raped a 13-year-old, I should say. But now he's not allowed to be a part of the Academy anymore. So good news for all the – I mean, they're doing the right thing now.
Yeah, hashtag me too.
Hashtag Roman Polanski too. And finally, Pamela Anderson, she did an interview, and she talked about a time that she she said she voted for Jill Stein after Bernie Sanders was no longer in the presidential race. But she reveals that she met Trump before. She said, I think it was his birthday. I was hired to be there. We were all paid like $500 a day. He was with a wife. I don't know which one, but he was nothing special. It was in 2005 with Melania. Melania was there. There's a picture of the three of them together. But he paid her $500 to show up at his birthday party.
But he was nothing special. Did she hook up with him?
No.
You're just saying, oh, well, how does she know if he was anything special if she didn't hook up?
Well, I just think that she felt like he wasn't anything, like, special in general.
Well, he's accomplished a lot more than she has now.
Yeah. They asked her about Tommy Lee getting in a fight with his 21-year-old son. She said, I stay out of it. Apparently, like, he broke Tommy Lee's face. The kids are adults and they make their own decisions. She also shares that her son, Dylan, says, I look at the difference in their personalities and their fearlessness and their ambition and their clarity, and I'm just so proud of both of them. And there's also rumors about her going to see on a regular basis and having a relationship with Vladimir Putin. She says they became friends in 2015 after she wrote a letter asking him that a shipping vessel carrying endangered fin whale meat be blocked from passing through to Russian waters. And apparently, when she's asked about her relationship with Putin, she just doesn't give a real answer. She says, I love this question, but I don't answer it. If Vladimir Putin's banging Pamela Anderson, then all hope is lost.
Well, I mean, that dude pulls whatever he wants, man. Come on.
And that, friends, is Hoffman on Hollywood.
All right. Well, fun show. One more to go this week. So make sure you tune in tomorrow. And we'll wrap this puppy up. You know what? You know what's funny? You got in a toilet story today.
Uh-huh.
We didn't hear the poop song.
No? Well, there was no poop in the toilet.
I know, but that doesn't stop him.
That's true.
That doesn't stop him. All right. That's going to wrap it up for today. Great job, John Lee. Give yourself an A+. Hoffman, give yourself an A+. That's all right today. I'm going to give myself a C. Your grade just dropped to an A, John, just so you know. All right. Till tomorrow. Stay sporty, bitches.
What to do when I'm about to poop? I go to the potty, pull my underwear down, and then I sit and wait, sit and wait, sit and wait until the poop plops down.